One of the biggest topics that's happening in Arizona and across the country is the audit. What's happening with the election audit in Arizona? They seem to have wrapped up the audit and they've wrapped up the ballot count. They are saying that ballots will be returned to Maricopa County here this week. And so joining us right now is the county recorder, Stephen Richer. Mr. Richer, let's start off with the demands and the new subpoena from the state of Arizona, from the state Senate. Let's start with your office. Part of the, what they're asking for are the mail-in ballot envelopes. Is that something under your control? And how much of what is under your control that they're asking for are you going to give to the state?
All right. Fantastic. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Good,
today?
Good, good.
All right, great. Are we doing 30 minutes as well?
Yeah, sure.
Doing that?
Listen, you do, after everything that's going on, maybe we should do 30 minutes. So we got one segment of the show. We got about 8 minutes.
Oh, all right. Well, then we'll make it fast. Yeah, look, the Senate propounded new subpoenas on the Board of Supervisors. You are right in that some of the things that are in that are actually under my statutory control. They also submitted public records requests to us. We are processing those. We will handle those as we would any public records request, which is that we will produce things that are responsive and are tailored to the specific materials that they're looking for. We did actually already deliver all of the digital images of the envelopes, and so we're a little confused as to why they wouldn't have those. But, you know, we'll look at re-downloading those and resending to them if they perhaps misplaced them.
All right. So Ken Bennett, Senate liaison for this, resigned, unresigned. He's in. He's out. But there's an obvious rift between some people involved in the audit and Ken Bennett. What do you make of all this?
Yeah, well, it's a little bit like that Katy Perry hot and cold song where every day it's every hour it's changing right now. And you know, my heart goes out to Ken. He's a good guy. I believe he has approached this with good intentions throughout. And as you know, he was the only one with any sort of previous elections experience who's at all involved in this project. And so it is disconcerting when he says some of these processes have been opaque, and when he hasn't even been involved in it and he's questioned some of their practices. So, you know, last I heard, he's back in, but in a limited capacity. And, you know, our understanding from the judicial ruling in late February was that the Senate was supposed to be exercising oversight of all of these processes. And if Ken's not doing that, then who is? And then new information came out yesterday that, you know, basically 99% of the funding is coming from outside sources. So really, who's the master of these activities at this point?
When are you getting the ballots back from the auditors?
Yeah, the way they phrased that was charitable to them, because we're the ones that are going there today and picking them up and taking them back, and it's our people who are loading them. But so we're getting all the equipment back today and the ballots back today, and so everything should be back to the county by the end of the day. If we need to, we will go into tomorrow, and so, you know, that should conclude in terms of the delivery of physical equipment and materials to the Senate.
Senator Fan said recently on the show that she doesn't think that the county has cooperated at all. Do you agree with that assessment?
No. You know, my office has produced everything that we were asked for. We produced it promptly when we were originally subpoenaed. Look, we have stated that these people are not the people we would choose to work with, and they have given me every reason to know I was right. You know, I hardly want to work with people who have accused willy-nilly my office of unlawful practices. That doesn't inspire, you know, collaboration. And, you know, I'll remind the Senate that we invited them over to participate in our assessment of the tabulation equipment in early February. And Speaker Rusty Bowers was there, and I believe he had a very positive experience, but nobody from the Senate showed up, and, you know, that's unfortunate. And, you know, the other thing is that this is all premised that the county somehow did something wrong, which we wholeheartedly reject. And if that is their real premise, then they should be doing this review, not us, and it should be independent of us.
when Senator Fan had the hearing and Doug Logan from the Cyber Ninjas testified, they were throwing out a lot of numbers, 74,000 ballots and people added to the rolls and some other numbers. And they didn't make accusations, but what they did was leave open-ended questions. We don't know about this. We don't know about that. So when Senator Fan came on the show, she said that she wanted the county to sit down with her and help explain, and she called them anomalies, help explain these anomalies. Is there a scenario where you would be willing to sit down with the Cyber Ninjas and the Senate and hash out what these anomalies are and what the reality is?
Yeah, so, it was Ken Bennett who said on your show that this is very frustrating regarding that 74,000 number. He said it was frustrating that the former president of the United States repeated that claim because he knew it was inaccurate. And so, they haven't been operating in the best faith when they continue to air these claims that they know are debunked. And so, if they're able to do that, then we can, assess and see if we can, possibly work together in some capacity in the future. But our understanding all along was that they would produce a final report and then that we would be able to respond and address any of the questions that they had as evidence in that final report, not that they would be putting this stuff out in Twitter and in these two-person hearings.
All right. So in a scenario, let's say where this audit report comes out and they make recommendations of how things can, forget about 2020 and fraud, if there are recommendations on improvement for elections, will you review those and implement some of those if you agree with them?
Of course, absolutely. We would welcome that. Anyone who says this department is perfect is, I guess, doesn't have any familiarity with humans because we're a human department. I ran on the platform of improving certain procedures in this, and we would welcome that. And that would be great if something positive came out of this. I think it will be lost in a lot of the histrionics about this and in the idea that what has motivated this is, in my opinion, not a very healthy cause. But, if they find ways to improve our practices, we welcome that.
Well, you know that you are an elected official, so by definition, you're a politician, and you are another politician that failed on your campaign promise of making your office boring, and we're going to hold you accountable for that.
Absolutely. He's a failure. He didn't make his office boring again, and guilty as charged.
Stephen, I appreciate the sense of humor in spite of I know how stressful this can be for your office, but also your willingness to come on and talk to the audience about what's happening there. So I hope you'll do it again.
Oh, absolutely. We'll go pick up those materials now. Thanks very much, Mike.
All right. Thanks. That is Stephen Richer getting ready to jump into the U-Haul and head over and pick up the ballots. So that's an update from the county recorder's point of view on what's happening with the audit. We've talked with County Board of Supervisors members. We've talked with Ken Bennett from the audit. Now you're hearing it from the county recorder's office. Going to bring these voices on as often as we can so you can get a full rounded picture of what people are saying.